Well, happy Father's Day, everybody. Yeah. You know, normally I would do a talk about Father's Day and talk about that divine masculine principle of that infinite one, but being with the events that happened in Orlando this week, I thought there was a very important talk to be said and to be heard by all of us, so that's what I'm talking about today. This has been a really emotionally difficult week for me. I have been extraordinarily sad over the losses of life and how many lives could be taken by one single person. My heart has felt very broken, and I have felt very sad, and I know that if I'm feeling that way, I would imagine many of you have been feeling that way also. And the good news is, and there is good news, the good news is the reason that it feels so heartbreaking, the reason that it makes us feel so sad is because we are waking up. We are waking up to the fact that we are interconnected with each and every person in this world, that we are interconnected with each one of those people that has died this week, that somehow the life of each one of those people is interconnected with our life. It is somehow a part of our life as well. And that what affects other people affects us on an energetic and an emotional level because we live in that one energetic field. That one energetic field that Ernest Holmes calls soul or subjective mind, that collective consciousness, and we are affected by that that is going on. And so in that energetic field, then we feel pain because other people are feeling pain. Because we are part of this one collective humanity and this collective consciousness. And so it hurts. It hurts us to see ignorance and to see hatred and to see humanity be so inhumane to each other. And so then, in our waking up to the fact that we are connected to everybody, we feel that pain. And it's not just us in this room that feel that pain, but you might notice every single time you turn on the TV or get on the internet how many other people are in this same energy of loss and of pain and of reaching out and of support. And not just here and not just the United States, but across the world, people are standing in unison and people are holding hands, and there have been prayer vigils and candlelight vigils and places that are displaying the rainbow flag and rainbow lights of lighting things up. And I read yesterday online that there were prayer vigils and flag displays at the Eiffel Tower in Seoul, Korea, in Poland, Tokyo, Germany, Zurich, London, Australia, Canada, Tel Aviv, and Scotland. And Sharon and Bruce Baker are on vacation. She sent me a text this week. They were in Reading the first night, of the bridge in Reading that was illuminated with rainbow flag colors. And I saw a picture online of Niagara Falls that is illuminated with those rainbow colors, and the courthouse in Nashville. So there is this collective coming together in this grief and in this sadness. I know that last Sunday, by the evening, there had been 5,300 people donated blood in the outskirts of Orlando. I read on the minister's listserv that one minister went to give blood, and they turned them away because they could not receive anymore. There had been so many people there that day, and there were so many people that were there to give. And so it's all over. People are waking up all over the world. And so in that pain this week, I also saw another minister in this movement talking about that she had read a long time ago that there is a Native American tradition of when you are having pain to give it to the earth, to sit or to lay on the grass or to lean against a tree and to let that Mother Earth take that pain from you. To let it drain out of your body and into that mother of us all in that Native American tradition. And so I invite you this week, if you feel like you are carrying this heavy heart and carrying that heavy burden and that sadness, to sit on the earth and to let that pain, some of that, drain out of you and into this Mother Earth. And so there was a letter that went out from Centers for Spiritual Living, and I sent it out, and I don't know, I'm sure some of you read it, and probably not all of you, and so I'd like to share it with you. It says, "We stand with Orlando. As a global community, we stand in prayer with everyone impacted by the shootings in Orlando. Centers for Spiritual Living would like to share this message, which was written by Dr. Reverend Petra Weldes, Spiritual Director of CSL Dallas, a Center for Spiritual Living. Reverend Petra writes, In the face of the shooting of gays in Orlando, and on the eve of the one-year anniversary of the shootings of blacks in Charleston, once again we are faced with the reality, fear and hate, or love and inclusion. Today, as we grieve, feeling the loss of sorrow and the bewilderment of repeated history and the anger of it's finally enough, we ask ourselves questions to which we simply don't know the answers. We can say it's not the guns, and we can say it's not the religions. We can say it's not the politics, and we can say it's not race. But we cannot say it's not the climate of hate and fear that continue to be built in our country and around the world. Ancient fear of the other, fear of the different, is embedded in our cultural, religious, and political systems in the United States and around the world, continuing to be used today to create hate, violence, and separation. Yet every day we are coming closer together, more globally connected, seeing that no matter where you live, how you worship, or who you love, the basic needs and wants of every human being are the same. Peace, love, connection, family and work, creative contribution, fair compensation, opportunity, care for the elderly and those less fortunate, and a desire to pray in the manner that most aligns with our inner being. We are not so different after all. Today, I stand for love and inclusivity, recognizing the divine spark within each and every human being. I refuse to allow fear and hate to drive me to hate and fear in return. I stand with those in religion and politics, in journalism and sports, at home and in the workplace, who refuse to cower from fear or give in to hate. I do not support any extremism in politics, religion, or cultural status quo that overtly or covertly supports, promotes, or allows hatred and violence against another human being. In this I stand, and I shall not be moved. Let us meet hate with inclusivity and fear with love in our rhetoric, our actions, and in our prayers. Today I pray and affirm that each person who loses their life to hatred and violence, whether gay or straight, man or woman, no matter the color of their skin or of their religious practice, is a beacon of light, a harbinger of hope, a power and a force for a change in consciousness and a change of heart that will not be denied. Each life lost is a candle added to the light of truth, that we are all one human family, all under one divine authority, living on one beautiful planet that we share together. May love prevail in the hearts and the minds of preachers, politicians, and leaders, as well as those individuals who have lost sight of the love that is another name for God. May they be awakened to the consequences of their ideas and the actions their words inspire. May the recognition that we, loving, truth-seeking, spiritual people, will not be swayed from our course of human rights and decency for all, the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that our Declaration of Independence demands and that we claim for each and every human being, no matter what the difference, love is spoken here. And so I stand for love, and we stand for love. And Living Beyond Limits stands for love, because that is what we are about. That is what we are doing. And so then we come here together today in our sadness and in our confusion and in our loss and in our bewilderment and in love. Because that's what we stand for. And we in this room have chosen to walk a spiritual path. We walk a spiritual path every day in every situation, not just when it's easy, not just when it's convenient, but all of the time we are committed to walking this spiritual path. And so that means then when things like this happen that are so difficult that we have to dig deep inside of ourselves, that we have to go deep inside of ourselves, because it is our job not to react. It is our job to respond from a place of choice, to respond, to be a beneficial presence in the world. It is our job to respond, to do things that create good in this world. And so in the words of St. Francis of Assisi, make me an instrument. Make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. That is my prayer, and that is the prayer that I invite all of you to join me in as we stand in difficult times. You know, it's so easy to jump into fear and into anger and into hatred. That sometimes is the very first place we go. So easy to jump into fear, thinking that we may not be safe, to think that our children may not be safe or that our loved ones may not be safe. But the truth is, you are safe all of the time. You are safe all of the time because you are an eternal being. Because there is that within you that can never be touched and never be harmed and never be diminished in any way. That is who you are. In that, you are safe all of the time. You are eternal. That can't be touched. It's so easy to jump into anger at our government and that they're not doing their job, or at the Republicans or the Democrats or whoever it is in charge that they aren't doing something. It's easy to jump into hatred and to blame whoever it is that we think is responsible, the terrorists or ISIS or Islamic extremists or the mentally ill or politicians or the NRA or whoever it is that you're pointing your finger at that you think is to blame for this tragedy. But Martin Luther King reminds us, you cannot fight darkness with darkness. Hate and anger does not do anything to solve the problem. Ernest Holmes in The Science of Mind says, hate begets hate, and strife produces strife. Love alone overcomes all and justifies the eternity of her dominion. Love is the thing that motivates us to create the world that we want to live in. Love is the healing balm that the world is asking for. Hate is a human idea, and love is a divine idea. And so we have that fight or flight response. That's our initial response. That is built into us as human beings. That's the thing that keeps us safe. That's the thing that keeps us moving out of danger so that we don't stay there and get injured. But we are being called to collect ourselves after we have that response and to tell ourselves the truth. The truth that that infinite presence is always right where we are. That infinite presence is somehow unfolding itself through this situation that has happened. To tell ourselves the truth that we are eternal beings that cannot be harmed, therefore we are safe. To tell ourselves that God is the energy of love and love is having its way. To tell ourselves what it is that we need to know to lift us and assist us in moving forward to create the world that we want to live in. And so do what you're called to do. Write letters to your congressman. Write letters to senators. Sign petitions. Get out there and vote. Do what you're called to do, but do it from a place of love, not from a place of anger and hatred and fear. We want to live in a world of unity. We want to live in a world of brotherly love. We want to live in a world of good. And we want to experience peace. And we want everyone else to experience peace also. And so now, more than ever, we are called in a greater way then to eradicate the places inside of ourselves that are motivated by fear. The places inside of ourself where we see other people as the enemy. Because you know what? If we see ISIS as the enemy, we see lots of other people in our own individual world as our enemy also. But when we realize that there is only one presence and one power, and one of us, there can be no enemy because we all are all part of that one. When we realize there is only one of us, we, the collective, when we realize that that infinite one is the source of everything that we could possibly ever need in our life, the source of all of our good, then there will be no enemy out there because nobody can take our good from us because God is the source of that good. And when we realize that we are safe, that we live and move and have our being within that one whose nature is love, then there's nothing to fear. We are guided and we are guarded and we are led all the time by that infinite wisdom. And so it is through our consciousness and through our actions that we are continuously adding to the positive or we are adding to the negative. We are adding to the good and to that which builds up and that which is expansive and that which is life-giving and that which is love, or we are adding to the negative. We are adding to the fear and to the hatred, that which is contracting, that which is negative, that which is diminishing. We are always contributing to the positive or the negative. Kind of like a balloon. You're either blowing it up or you're taking the air out of it. So you can always ask yourself, what am I, in what way right now? Am I filling that balloon or am I taking air back out of it? How we use our consciousness is the determining factor of if we're adding to the positive or the negative. And so our job then, when events like this happen, is to look at ourselves and to look at the world and notice, this is where there is work that still needs to be done. This is where I still need to do work inside of myself where I get into this fear. Our job is to look at those events in the world and to hold them as prayer requests. That is what my treatment work needs to be about. That is what my meditation needs to be about. Unity and oneness and love. That's the consciousness that I need to grow and expand and make bigger. I heard this week that the Dalai Lama watches or listens to the BBC News every single day. And someone asked him, how can you do that without getting depressed? And he said, you know, the good in this world, the loving kindness in this world, far outweighs the negativity. And it's really important for us to remember that when you watch the news or when you look at the media, it is a distorted perspective of the world. That is not an accurate depiction of reality. They almost only talk about the negative. They almost only talk about the most horrific and make it as sensational as they can. That is not reality. So we need to remember that when we're watching that stuff. And so our job then, if we are adding to the positive and the negative, and you remember the story that I told you about the studies that were done in the Middle East where people sat in meditation and the crimes against humanity dropped. And the emergency room visits dropped and accidents dropped when people were sitting in meditation. It was the square root of 1% of the population that caused that change. Our job is to be that consciousness. Yes, let the politicians take care of what they need to take care of and give your voice to that, but give your energy to creating peace. Give your time and your heart to creating peace. So our job then is to feel peace and love and unity, to visualize it, to meditate on it, and then to go out and act as that. Be the love in the world. be the loving kindness, be the peace, be the unity, be the connection, be that place that is the example, and let your consciousness be contagious. Be the instrument. Be part of the solution. And so my invitation to you this week is, one, to go out and sit on the earth, to go out and sit or lie on the grass and let some of that sadness be absorbed into this Mother Earth, to remember that scale of loving kindness and goodness compared to things that are destructive. How many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people reached out this week compared to one person with an act of violence? My invitation to you is to manage your own negative emotions, your own fear and frustration, and learn to communicate in a way that is healthy. Learn how to communicate in a way to get your needs met that is supportive of everyone, that is not diminishing to anyone. Own that stuff and heal what needs to be healed in here. That gets out pictured in the world. Use the events that happen as a prayer request to let you know where the work is that needs to be done. And then to be that. Do daily prayers. Do daily meditations. Create and grow that consciousness of peace. And refuse to stay in the fear. Refuse to stay in the anger. Refuse to stay in resentment or hatred. It doesn't serve anyone. It doesn't serve you, and it doesn't serve the whole. And to know that you are here on this planet Earth to give way and to bring forward that divine presence. That is your soul purpose. That is what you came here to this planet to do. Know that you are here to love. And so make me an instrument, and make us all instruments. And so we shall, and so it is. Blessings to you. Karen, you want to come pray with me? So Reverend Karen's going to come here and pray with me. You want to go first or second?
I'll follow you.
Okay. And so I invite all of you to join me in this consciousness of truth, that we take our attention from this world, this material world, and turn it to that first cause. Turn it to that infinite presence that is the creator and the sustainer and the maintainer of everything that exists in this world. And so I look to that one presence and that one power and that one life and that one beingness, knowing that right now it is unfolding itself, that it is an infinite power, that the events of this world are nothing compared to this power. That today we tap into and lean into this presence of love and this presence of peace and this energy of good, knowing that as we look to it, as we open ourselves to it, it comes pouring into our lives and pouring into our bodies and pouring into this world through us. That our consciousness magnifies this presence all around us. And so today I claim and know that we are each beneficial presences in this world. That we are here bringing this to life, love and peace. And so I speak this world also about every single person that has lost their life this week, knowing that right now they are wrapped in that love and light of the divine, that all is well with their soul, that they have not been touched or injured or hurt by these circumstances, but that they are fully alive and fully well and fully functioning as the love of God. For we are one with that love. It is the very essence and fabric of who and what we are. And so today, they stand as the bright light that they are. And I know that that bright light of God right now is acting as a healing presence in this world. And that right now, we, humanity, are waking up. That this presence is expressing itself as wisdom and guidance and truth and oneness and love through every single politician and world leader and decision maker right now. That we are on purpose. That God is unfolding in a greater way than ever before. And how grateful I am to know that and to trust that. That is what I claim. That is what I know. That is what I stand for. That is what I magnify. And so I say thank you, God, and I pass this prayer.
And what I know for certain is that it starts right here. It starts within me. It starts within each one. And that as we open our lives, our hearts, our souls up to the truth of our beings, we simply allow the love, God's presence, to move through our own actions, our own thoughts, our own words. And as we let our light shine in the world, we are the ones who can raise the consciousness, who are raising the consciousness of this planet Earth, so that we are the peace, the love, the joy that God brought us here to be. And that this community, this beautiful community of amazing souls, is one that is a perfect demonstration of this. And we go out and we shine our lights. We are the demonstration of God as peace, as love, as understanding. And I'm just absolutely grateful and blessed for each one here, for the love, for the consciousness, and for all that is good. And so I simply let it go. I know it is done. And we say together, and so it is.